Today we're going to take a look at Exodus chapter 20, and I'm going to start at the very beginning of that chapter, in verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. When I was a kid, I kind of thought this commandment sounded like a jealous school kid, as if God was saying, listen, if you don't worship me, I'll take my bat and ball and just go home. And for many people, it's tempting to think of this rather exclusive commandment in those terms, until you realize that all of God's commandments are not just a reflection of who God is, they also happen to be the best way possible for human beings to live out their existence. In other words, this commandment isn't just for God's own good, it's for our own good. And of course, if that's really true, you should be able to find some sort of principle in this first commandment that makes keeping it really good common sense. And sure enough, when you examine it closely, you discover that this isn't a matter of professional jealousy, as if God is worried about losing business to the competition. The fact is, there are no other gods in existence, which means if you worship something else, you're not worshiping a god at all. That's why all through the Bible, you find God saying things like, besides me, there is no other god. It's not a matter of God being your best choice. It's really a matter of God being your only choice, which, of course, gives the whole matter a very important perspective. Let's say that for some reason you desperately needed the help of a police officer because you had a serious problem on your hands that required intervention by somebody in law enforcement. What sense would it make to solicit the help of a convenience store clerk instead? Or what use is it if you need a surgeon to save your life to secure the help of a watchmaker? That's about how much sense it makes to put your spiritual well-being into the hands of other people or things, or even into the hands of a made-up God that simply doesn't exist. You need to bring your problems to the person who can actually help you, and that's one of the important practical principles you find in the first commandment. If you have a spiritual need, you need the help of your Creator. The first commandment is trying to spare us the bitter grief of discovering that we've been trusting the wrong things in life. Essentially, God says, look, I don't want you building your life on a shaky platform that's going to collapse when you need it most. If you want to find your way through life successfully, it makes infinitely more sense to build your life on me. Now, when it comes right down to it, putting your hope and trust in the wrong places, using that inborn need you have to worship inappropriately, that's going to lead you into places you really don't want to go. But being clear about who your God is and where your spiritual foundation rests, well, that's going to give you the all-important context you need to live a successful life. And that's why worshiping the one true Creator God and building a relationship with Him is always going to be a better way to live.